I feel weird saying this, but I had another awkward bathroom encounter here.
Oh my God.
I say another awkward encounter because, you know, you've all had, I think I'm not alone in saying that we've all had those awkward, like, public bathroom kind of experiences.
You've had more than others, though.
More
than the average.
Where you know, like, because, you know, a lot of times we have to go to the restroom during songs, so it has to be speedy quick, right?
Limited time.
So, you know, where the urinal is kind of behind a wall, so you can't kind of see if it's occupied, and there have been times where I've been, like, getting myself prepared as I'm running into the bathroom. And
have an image in our brain now. Thanks.
And turn the corner, and there's someone there, and I'm like, and that person turning around, and I'm like,
and they see things.
Yeah. So you know that has happened before.
Uh-huh.
This has never happened.
What? So, you have like a gleam in your eye.
So I
with a little shame.
I am walking to the restroom here at 99.7 DJX.
Are you prepared?
During a song. I'm not at this point prepared.
Okay. Right. Take care of things.
Do business.
Business. Make a transaction.
So we... our new boss... We have a new, like, boss. He's walking out of, like, the break room with a cup of coffee. And I'm just like,
he is here early.
I'm like, hi. And he's like, hey. And I continue on into the restroom.
Yes.
That should have been the end of the conversation, right?
Done with the interaction. Yes, you go separate ways.
So I'm standing there, you know, ready to go in the restroom. Door opens to the restroom. I hear, which by the way, I always get uncomfortable whenever I'm in the restroom and I hear the door open. No. I'm just like, no.
I just want alone time.
I just want to be alone. Oh. I don't want anything happening. I just want to be alone.
Well, we should make you a sign. Ben's in here. Stay out.
And so.
We should.
And so the second worst thing than hearing the door open is hearing the person actually acknowledge that there's another person there. So it's our new boss. And he goes, I followed you into the bathroom.
Oh,
I'm like, and I'm standing there, you know, my hands are busy.
Oh God, you don't want to wait. Oh hey,
I know,
hey, buddy.
And I'm like, you know, noises are happening.
Hello,
and
again. Noises are happening. Oh God, are you in the stall? You're in the stall.
No. I'm at the stand up part.
Okay,
I'm going number one.
But still
please,
noises.
Please. Oh, well, yeah, there's just noises. I know, that's what I'm saying. I had another awkward bathroom encounter. Kelly, let me finish.
God, I don't know if I want you to finish.
So he's like, I just wanted to catch you real quick.
Oh, God, is he going to discuss business?
Yes!
While you're doing business?
I'm doing business, and he's like,
no, hey, sir, can you
And he just starts discussing, and I'm like, and I have to acknowledge him back. Normally, when someone says something, I'll just give a little, like, or
like mess with the toilet paper roll or something.
Make some sort of noise that doesn't involve me making a sound, right?
I'm hiding my I can't look.
So he's like, figured I'd follow you in here. So I just wanted to let you know that I got approval on the requisition that we were talking about. I'm like, can you send me an email about that? I'm done at this point.
Okay.
And so now it's going through my head, do I finish up and go around the corner there and see our boss face to face, or do I just kind of stand there until he leaves?
I feel like standing there can be really awkward because if he's waiting.
Wait, and if he's waiting and there are noises and the noises stop.
Oh God, what kind of noises are you? I don't want to know. Don't tell me about the noises. Stop saying noises.
I finished up and walked around the corner.
Yeah, because you had to. Again, limited
and he's
time.
Still standing there. Yeah, song's ending.
Yeah.
I got a job to do.
You got
to
do. Yeah.
I got to get back to business
time
here.
Time crunch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, well, I got to wash my hands in front of him. Don't tell me.
He would have judged you if you walked right by without doing that. We all would.
I'm like, I got to wash my hands and run to my boss. So I wash my hands and finish up.
And I feel like everyone that touches the soundboard over there, sir, thanks you for washing your hands because nobody needs that.
Oh, man.
Nobody needs that.
Man, text message 502-571-9970. I would have total anxiety, LOL. Hats off to you guys because us women at least have a wall between us and not have to look at each other
at
even when we have to go number one. I can't even imagine.
No. Yeah,
that's a whole nother discussion for another day.
It is.
Leaving that buffer urinal between you at the thing.
Yeah, no, but see, I feel like they should always just have stalls so that you don't it's kind of just a mystery of what you need to do because for dudes, when you go in the stall, like everyone knows.
Russ, you're going number two. Texts us and says, #, best morning show. Mornings suck. You guys make mornings tolerable. Most days I wonder, what did I just listen to? Wow, they are insane. But keep it up. Well, yeah, that's a pretty accurate way to describe our show.
We just want to share that we live our lives in an extremely awkward way. So maybe you feel
better
about
like
yourself.
I'm just like you.
Yes.
Right?
Well, you're a little off.
So.
A little off.
So question.
Oh, God, what?
Special friends question.
No, I don't want to talk about special friends.
Talking about that upper body cast again. I really got to use the restroom. Are you helping me out?
And I'm the only one in the building.
You're the only one as a special friend.
I don't like these questions.